listening to one of the best internet radio stations around. You're listening to
Uni Chronicles.
Dumelang, Molweni, Avusheni, hello and welcome to Uni Chronicles, the GMS4 multimedia podcast that will be looking at all things related to uni and more.
In this episode, we'll be talking about the highs and the lows and the in-betweens of campus life, living and surviving varsity. This topic is one we're all familiar with as students. Whether you're a senior student, postgrad, or a fresher, this episode is for you.
We'll be sharing tips on how to survive varsity, from finding a healthy balance between your me time and being an academic warrior while maintaining relationships on the side, from walking down to Oldie 65 to walking down to the library, tips on how to avoid burnout, the importance of knowing a good support system, and knowing when to say no. You'll hear a few survival stories reflecting on our own personal experiences.
So grab a book or walk down to the Eden Grove from Hilltop 9, whatever it is that you do when you listen to podcasts, and get ready to laugh and cry with us. This is Uni Chronicles. Let's get started.
You're listening to one of the best internet radio stations around. You're listening to
Uni Chronicles.
My name is Valentine Dusi, and I'm not alone. I am with my lovely hosts.
My name is Naledi Chloe Nganyana 012 Pitor Laizaviraliselo, and I'm rolling with.
My name is Tyra Orens, and we have a lovely guest today here.
Hi, I am Lona, and thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for being here. Guys, this is our final year. Can I just say that it has been a lot? Like, when I walk across that stage, I will cry.
Yeah, no, it being a lot is actually an understatement because, yeah, siyago.
Like yo, no, it's honestly been too much.
like, no ways.
Let's talk about the balance between me time versus studying. For me personally, I struggle with this a lot, especially in first and second year. When I tell you I'd go to classes, come back to res and be like, I deserve to watch Netflix, I deserve a glass of wine maybe, or I deserve just to chill and do nothing. I overdid it a lot, and I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Yeah. Self-care is everything.
And no, it is everything. I think for the first year and second year, maybe I took it very easily. I was cruising. It was very sweet, you know, Nice times, always choosing Netflix, wine, like you said. Mm. But I think now that we are in honors, it's a bit shaky.
Yeah.
It's a bit shaky now.
It's a bit shaky.
I prioritize self-care more than my academics, honestly, like to a point whereby I end up procrastinating because it's always me first, Netflix, taking a nap, not even a nap. Does taking, like, sleeping for 2 hours count as a nap? I'm not sure.
Guys, those naps are crucial.
They're crucial.
I believe in naps. I'm so sorry. Naps are so important.
A nap in between practicals with Jane or whatever the case is. Yeah. A nap is important.
Naps have been important for your mental health, son, because we are going through the most. Like, we've been.
So when do you guys think we should draw the line when it comes to having me time and actually doing our work and being productive?
Set up a daily routine, if that's possible. Like, okay, at this particular time or at these certain times, you need to be doing your schoolwork. And then maybe, let's say, in the evening, usually out, like during the weekends, especially when it's on Friday to Sunday. Okay, every day. Let me be honest, every day. It's like,
I agree with you guys, but I think let's just take it back to what Lona said about prioritizing tasks and having a schedule, because I feel like that's very important, like when you come to uni, you know what I mean? I think a lot of people, I mean, we can all agree that most students procrastinate, like,
true,
I'm not definitely gonna lie, because it does happen. But I think if you break tasks into smaller and manageable chunks to avoid last minute stress is always the way to go, you know what I mean? Because I think a lot of people don't know this, but guys, please plan in advance. Do those assignments. If it's due on that day, do it.
Try.
Honestly,
guys, it's a lot being a student because you have to prioritize yourself. You have your academics as well. Mm. But also those relationships on the side, hey? My girlfriend or my boyfriend on the side is busy ringing up my phone. You have to study. Like, is there a balance? Like, how does one maintain being a good academic student, having some me time, and also being a good friend or a good girlfriend?
I think when it comes to relationships, it's just a matter of, well, it comes into friendships as well. It's just having people who understand that you're busy or something is happening in your life. school related, and there's other things aside from school that also affect our lives, like parents or family. There's so much to deal with for one person. So I think if you have people around you who understand that for themselves and for you, then I think it's not, I don't think it's that difficult to then maintain them. It is at the end of the day, but yeah, I think if you have people who understand where you're at.
And also, I think we should stop just like specifically like just focusing on academics. It's very important to like have a balance between academics and like maybe if you're into sports, play netball or soccer, whatever, just engage in those kind of activities. The societies sign up. So don't just prioritize academics.
There's also mental health on top of
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So, and that's a real thing as well.
But guys, the institution has done something for us. We have benches, so go sit and cry.
Are they beneficial? Do they help? Do they help?
Is wild. What do you mean?
No, the benches are wild.
We have benches.
Mental health benches.
Mental health benches.
Specifically.
So how do you guys... how can I ask those guys? So... Firstly, do we all drink alcohol?
Yes. I don't drink.
I don't drink.
I also don't drink, but I know that most students do drink alcohol. Yeah. So, yeah. Who drinks?
I drink.
You do.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. There's no shame. When it comes to the drinking culture at Rhodes, since I was in first year in G, that was like the one of the first things I was introduced to in first year. Already I had my first drink when I was 18 because my mom was just like, okay, you're 18 now, you can try it out, but I'm telling you now, like, it's not the best, like hangovers, all these things. But of course, you know, I took it for that matric year, I took her advice, and then I got into first year, and then I just explored that. Those few months before COVID hits was like, yeah, the biggest exposure to the drinking culture at Rhodes. I think in 2020, there was a psychology lecturer or something who made like a whole lecture about the drinking culture at Rhodes and how bad it is. So I think it's not just a Rhodes thing, though. I think in Grahamstown in general. Yeah. The drinking culture. There's nothing else to do is what everyone says.
Yeah, which is true.
So the only thing.
The small town is literally filled with just a drinking culture. Yeah. And I mean, as someone who doesn't drink, I think it also depends if, for me personally, I don't drink because I don't want to. So it's not a thing of, oh, maybe something happened or something. I just don't feel like drinking. So coming here, I was exposed to people being like, oh, you don't drink. Oh, that's weird. Why? People pushing me to actually try it out. And I was like, nah.
I was about to ask you people like force you or ask you a thousand
literally,
questions
I
on
have,
why you don't drink.
I am in my honors year, fourth year. And literally every year, if I decide, okay, I'm going to go out, have some fun, buy my Coke, people are going to judge me. They're going to give me the eyes of grief and be like, oh, my sister, why?
I can relate.
Why are you drinking Coke?
I can relate to that.
Literally, that's how it's been. But yeah. I guess it all comes down to who you are and your values. So if you don't drink, please stick to that. Don't let people pressure you into fitting in, drinking, because it seems cool or because Rhodes is known like the 2 rand shots at 37. Like, just be who you are.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that fully. But let's take it back, guys. Lona, so what were your first impressions of university life and how did you overcome them?
Impressions or disappointments or both?
Both.
Okay, firstly, coming from a big town, Cape Town, I had not anticipated that Grahamstown would be like this and university. Okay, the one thing that I was like worried about the most was sharing a room, having a roommate, you see, and like having a good circle of friends. Okay, I know that a lot of people like have been failing, they've been dropping out of varsity. Yeah. So that was what I was afraid of the most. Maybe if I'm also going to be one of the dropouts, like not being able to put, especially now that we had to study under the COVID-19 regulations. I had to transition from in-person learning, coming from high school and then studying online by myself, you see. But since I'm a person who doesn't like things I don't like things. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'm going to varsity. That's it. So there's nothing new. There's nothing new. I'm a self-disciplined person, you see. So there's nothing new. It's not like, okay, I have freedom. So woo, yay, my parents are not here. My family is not here. So they won't see what I'm doing. I'm just going to be the way that I was.
And I think the whole culture shock thing is actually real because I can relate to that. I'm originally from Pretoria, but I stay in Joburg. So having to transition and move to such a small town, there are no malls, guys. Like, that's like...
Same. Guys, we have Pepper Grove.
No, same. Pepper Grove is not a mall. Pepper Grove is not a mall. That was what I was disappointed of. I was like, okay.
Literally. And the hiking, having to walk long distances, guys, that was so hectic for me. And when you're walking in town, jiggy jiggy donkey, ow.
Having to carry 5 liters of 2 5 liters of water from town to where you live. So it's the pits.
Literally. So I always say that, guys, especially to the matrix, if you want to apply at a university, just keep in mind that, like, you need to, I would advise you guys to apply at an institution where, you know, at least you have family around, like in that area. Don't go to a place where you're like, you have no one, like you're going to be alone. Cause yeah, it's not easy. It's really, really not easy. So yeah.
So basically, the vibe that I'm getting for everyone is that maintaining a relationship is a lot, but we have to do it. The walk from OD 65. Some of us, it has turned to the walk to the library. When exam season hits, you don't walk down to OD 65 anymore. You walk down to the library.
Yes. Or the gender department.
Well, or the gender department.
It's become like home now.
Yeah.
Second home, honestly. So guys, any tips on how to avoid burnout? I'll go first. How I avoid burnout is knowing when to call it quits. Listening to my body as well. Like, listening to your body is very, very important. You can't push yourself all the time. I know it gets so stressful that, oh my gosh, exams are coming. Oh my gosh, I'm writing in the next couple of weeks. So I want to push and study, cover more ground. But the more you do that, the more your body gets tired. You need to listen to your body and know when to call it quits and be like, okay, I've done a lot. My body's giving up on me. Let me rest. Resting is as important as studying. I think that's what I believe in.
I mean, this also goes to the conversation that we were having earlier on about having, like, practicing self-care, resting, and all of that. So I think it's very, very important to rest, guys. Like, it's very, very, just to avoid, like, having a burnout, you need to rest.
And manage your time.
And manage your time effectively.
Yeah, I think there's a way to go about it, but it's also just finding what works for you. I think for the most part, what I try on a Monday or Sunday is to create a to-do list for myself for that specific week. But it's also finding rest, like you said, in between those moments so that you don't get to a point where you're so overwhelmed and now you don't want to do anything. And then everything else piles up on top of what you already have. So I think, yeah, I think finding rest in between those moments is very important.
And just to add on, setting boundaries for yourself and for relationships as well. Guys, setting boundaries is very much important. I can't be studying, especially let's say maybe you live at res and you have friends in the same res. Now you're trying to study. Now they barge into your room because that's normal. Because you guys normally do that. Like, now you must set boundaries and be like, okay, I'm studying. Guys, can we not? Like, give me some time. Just set boundaries for yourself and for your relationships as well.
I'm with you on that one because, especially me, I'm not a confrontational person. So I will literally not tell you that, hey, dude, like, I need to study. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm really with the, like the importance of, like, setting boundaries, guys, because, yeah, we need to, yeah, set boundaries. But, hey, nah, I'm sure you guys can relate. Like, yeah, being confrontational and having to tell a person that, hey, dude, you're crowding my space. I need to study.
I need to just...
It's not easy, especially if it's a friend. It's someone you really care about. True. You don't know how to go about that. So I don't know how you guys set boundaries, how you go about that.
Lorna, how do you feel about setting boundaries between relationships and schoolwork?
I'm in a relationship, in a romantic relationship, and...
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so my partner is working, so I know his schedule, and he knows my schedule. So at least our working schedules do not align. When he's available, I'm not available, and also vice versa. So I always update him that, okay, now I'm waking up and I'm going to class. This is how I'm going to go about with my day. And also he does the same. So whenever we get a chance, we talk. So he understands me. And then with friendships, my friends are doing in a different faculty. They're doing BCom accounting. So they are busier than me. You see, I'm always the one who's available, but we do know our working schedules. So yeah, that's how. And respect, guys. We need to respect each other's time.
Yeah, definitely. That is,
yeah.
Well, that wraps up our very first episode. And thank you so much for joining us in episode one of the 3-part series, Uni Chronicles. Whether you are starting or reflecting on your journey, we hope you got some laughs with us on surviving this journey. Do not forget to tune in into the second episode of Uni Chronicles for more discussions on what to expect in the journeys we are on, as well as what shapes our journeys. Until then, keep pushing, guys. Stay blessed, and thank you for listening.
Bye.
You're listening to one of the best internet radio stations around. You're listening to
Uni Chronicles.